Greetings, Mark Thompson here, formerly of Mark and Brian. You're listening to the M25 show, which kind of sucks. Mine are good. Mark and Linda, daddy versus daughters. But since you're listening anyway, here it is, the M25 show.
Hello, and welcome to the M25 show. I'm Alyssa.
I'm Steve.
And there's Eddie.
And there's Eddie.
What's up?
Just in time.
We just threw right in there. Perfect,
just
Eddie.
Made it. Just made it.
You guys
coded. Oh, look, we're twins today.
What do you call it when you...
Coordinated.
Yes.
Color coordinated.
Color coordinated. Hey! So what's Hi. Going on? Good job on the intro, Alyssa. Eddie, good job on swooping in right on time.
Yeah, I don't do it as good as Alberto, but I try. Sometimes I try to say, like, I want to say good morning, but some people don't listen to us in the morning.
Right.
Today
I got all woo.
You got all woo? What does that mean, Eddie?
Discombobulated.
What's going on, Eddie? Are you okay? I see a little distress in your face.
I'm okay.
You okay?
Yeah.
Anything we can do to help?
No.
Let me see here. Okay. So I just got a message from our guest. She's getting ready. Everybody's running a little bit late today. Even we were a little late.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way it goes, Eddie.
Sometimes it goes like that.
So what's going on? Alyssa, why don't you tell everybody about your birthday month? Now that it's finished. Is it finished or are we going to swing it till the next month?
Actually, it's funny because I went to go visit my Nina and she went on a cruise and she went to Ensenada and she got me a new hat. I don't know if you saw it.
Of course, I liked it. Yeah. You never see when I like your stuff. I'm very hurt. I go, you know what, Eddie, I'm going to like her stuff and maybe she'll notice that, you know, I care about her and she never even notices.
I noticed.
You didn't see me? I put little hearts and everything. You know, when you put, I think it was a story,
yeah,
you know.
It was a story, yeah, and then the hearts go, boom, all up this.
I put like 100, I was like, my finger was sore. Okay, go ahead about your hat.
Yeah,
you got it in Mexico?
Yeah, Ensenada.
Cool.
So, yeah, it was cool. So I got another gift in October, even though my birthday month is over.
Oh my goodness, look at you.
Yeah.
So you did kind of stretch it into the next month.
Yep. I went on what did I do? Well, Friday, which is the 29th, we went to the Angel game. And then Saturday, we had the Canelo fight. So that was the end of the birthday month.
The Alyssa,
ended it with Canelo winning.
Alyssa marathon birthday.
Yes.
Well, I guess you told us why you do that. And that makes sense. You know, everybody gets a chance at you. You know, some people can't get you this day. So they go, next week. Or they got all month to wish you a birthday or meet up with you or get you something or so on and so on.
Yeah. I mean, I like to see all my friends and, you know, it's not for them to, you know, oh, they have to get me a gift or they have to, you know, let's go to lunch. Let's go do this. Let's, you know, hang out, you know, type things.
Yeah. One day they can get the other. That makes sense.
Yeah.
It does, Eddie. Yeah. Something seems wrong with Eddie. I detect something.
Maybe
what's wrong?
He's like me. Do you have a headache, Eddie?
You got a headache?
No.
You all right?
No, I'm fine.
Yeah?
No.
You're a little distressed?
I'm cool. No, actually, I'm rested.
You need some help?
No. I'm rested.
Okay.
I'm rested.
All right. Well, let me see here. Before we move on, we have a new Natural Wonders commercial. It's a short one, but it's a commercial, and I know how Alyssa loves to do the live promos, but I'm sorry, Alyssa, but we do have a
that's okay.
A new commercial. Eddie, are you okay with that? I know you like to do the live promos too, but I got to stop you today.
I'm okay with the commercial.
I'm excited to see this new commercial.
Okay.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Well, how about this? Can you tell everybody Natural Wonders is our sponsor and at least a
Natural
little
Wonders
bit?
Is our sponsor. Look at my face. I use it. I love you know what I like is the charcoal face wash. It's like a charcoal. I don't know, it's a liquid cleanser.
Is it rough?
Black. No,
It's soft.
No, it's soft, and it's I believe it's charcoal. I have to read it again, but it was the one you gave me.
I was looking at you recently, and you always look good, but I noticed you look real soft, like you want, you know, like I want to touch your face. It's like, it's soft. It looks soft.
Yeah.
It's always good, Eddie, when a woman, when you look at her and she looks like real soft because you just want to touch her, and caress her.
What I've learned is as you get older, like me, as you get older, the exfoliating cleansers aren't as good for your face because your skin is more delicate. Because it thins out, and that's why we get wrinkles, and that's why we get, you know, because your skin is just losing the collagen in it, I guess. So that cleanser doesn't have any abrasions or anything, or, you know, exfoliants, and so
interesting. I like it. Wow, look at this, Eddie, we're getting science too and everything. Did you know all this stuff?
I did not know that.
I've heard that when you wash your face, you're supposed to wash it with warm water and then cold water, as cold as you can take.
That's why a lot of people do the ice, because the warm water opens your pores to clean them, and then the cold water closes your pores.
So you got to close them, you can't leave them open, right? Because then all the dirt go back in.
Because then the dirt gets back in when you put makeup on and all that.
Very cool.
Look at Eddie knowing.
I know. We don't just talk about things. We know about things.
We know a little
We're
bit
educated.
About
Educated, yes.
Know a little bit.
So that brings us to our, we have a new commercial from Natural Wonders. And of course, if you go shopping online at naturalwonders.com, that'll be in the video at checkout. If you put in the promo code box, the M25 show, you get 25% off your order. It's only online. You can't go into the store and say our name because they won't give it to you. So
yeah, who are you talking about?
Because I know they're in stores too, different stores. And,
yes.
But online is your best bet if you want that it is the only way to get 25% off using the M25 show in the promo code box. So here's the new commercial from our sponsor, Natural Wonders.
Yay.
Very cool.
I'm going to have to try their shampoos. I will say I have a story from yesterday. I have their rose lotion on my desk. It's the big bottle.
With the rose on it, right?
Yes. It's really pretty.
I saw it.
And
I saw it.
Oh yeah, you did.
I wasn't in your office or not under your desk.
I sent you a picture.
Yeah,
you did. I sent you a picture.
She's got a good mind. I like that. No, but before I forget, Natural Wonders is made in the USA too.
Oh yes.
Remember
it's a USA product.
Yes, it is. Okay, go ahead about your rose.
So I forgot to put lotion on yesterday before I left my house. So I got to work and I put lotion on my legs because I was wearing a dress and my hands get really dry. I mean, my legs get dry, and My coworker goes, "What did you spray over here?" Because she came by my desk. She goes, "What did you spray over here?" I'm all, "Nothing." And she goes, "It smells really good." And I'm like, "Oh, I just put on my lotion." And she's like, "Oh," I go, "Does it smell like roses?" And she goes, "Yes." And I'm all, "That's Natural Wonders."
Oh my God, you should have done a commercial right there live.
Yeah. I tell everybody, you can use it whenever you want. I like it because it's real. It is. It's real moisturizing. Like the girl with the shampoo was saying, it felt really moisturizing or whatever. But yeah, I like it because it lasts a while. I mean, I've had that bottle for a long time, and you don't need that much to.
Yeah,
and it's good stuff. It's all natural, you know, there's no bad stuff in it. So I said, go to their website. That's our sponsor, naturalwonders.com. They got all kinds of natural hair beauty products and all kinds of stuff for men and women, even animals.
Yeah, I was gonna say even pets.
Yes. So if you shop online only at naturalwonders.com and use the promo code M25 show, you'll get 25% off your whole order. That's pretty good. It's a good percentage, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's natural stuff. So, you know, I think their rival is, what is that other? Well, we're not even going to talk about it. Never mind. Let's move on. Bad marketing right there. I was going to talk about
25% is a lot because most people get 10% or 5%.
Yes. And later on in the show, we have a new sponsor too. We're going to talk about that later. But our guest is in the waiting room and looking beautiful as ever. And we haven't had, how long has it been since we had her on, Alyssa? Do you remember Eddie? Eddie, do you even know who was on today?
6 months ago?
I remember the name sounds familiar. I'm going to have to see her.
I even sent Eddie, I sent you stuff about, you don't remember Amanda?
Amanda from San Diego, I think.
No. I believe she's from
Eddie,
Texas.
Eddie just throws shit out there, doesn't he? I like Eddie. No, she does the Selena tribute.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yes. I want to say maybe 6 months ago we had her.
Was it six? I thought it was. No, it was longer than that because.
Was it?
Yes, I have a little bone to pick with Amanda here because remember on our Christmas show, oh my God, I wanted her on so bad, and she's so big now, it's hard to get a hold of her, and sometimes I stress out because I'm like, oh, I can't get a hold of her.
She is so busy.
I got to go through all these peoples and everything, you know, she's so up there now, you know, she's like in that big limousine. So like, so when I finally get to her.
In her own private jet soon.
But I know as of last Christmas, she wasn't on. She was before last Christmas because I remember I was trying to get a hold of her to come on our Christmas show. So it was sometime before December.
Wow.
For sure. So, well, wait a minute. Oh, yeah. That was a while back. Almost a year ago she's been on.
Yeah, I didn't know it was that long ago.
You see, I remember things. See, you two.
I just remember about you her two. Being on and she was very beautiful. And
oh, I know.
She was,
I
remember. You know, very one of the tribute artists that doesn't lip sync.
Yes, very good. Okay, let's bring her out here because she's waiting and she's ready to go. So let's bring out Amanda Solis. I want to make sure I
you
say
got
her
it
name.
Right.
I did it right. See, I've been behaving. Hello, Amanda.
Hey, everybody.
Hi.
Hi. Is the light too bright?
No. Oh no, you look good. We can see you good. The
okay,
more
perfect.
We can see you, the better, right? Listen to how she looks. She looks great, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thank
you. One of those lights.
Yes. I can ask for a small request. If you're watching the show over there a little bit, can you turn the volume down because we can hear the feedback? If you are, and then we can have a clear. What do you call it? You can hear us good because we can hear the what is it, the background?
Echo.
We can hear the echo.
Better. Is that better?
Yes. Very good.
Okay. Yeah.
So, you know, Alyssa, you know, Eddie, Alberto's off today. So you have the three best.
Good morning.
So don't worry. And I'm Steve.
Good morning. Good morning.
The important ones are here.
I'm so glad you're back on. We've missed you. We've been following you, the things you do. You looks like you're doing a great thing out there with the Selena thing. But you're on here today because behind Selena is Amanda Solis.
Correct.
Who is also a musical artist who does her own music. And all that good stuff. And you actually have some new music coming out.
Yeah.
And you're here to talk about that.
Yeah, I'm really excited about all the new projects that we've been working on. You know, I mean, ultimately, at the end of the day, I do, you know, appreciate the tribute that I can do. Are y'all there? I'm sorry.
Yes, we're here.
I'm here. We just blew you up on the big screen.
Oh, okay. I thought it was my fault. I was like, did I do something wrong?
No.
No, but I'm so excited because I think most of the people thought, you know, because she does the Selena tribute. Is she going to be doing anything else besides that? Like, is she going to become her own artist? And so for me, I've had my own music out for a while now, but finally we've come to a point to where now my album is going to be released. We did the first few singles where you can actually, you know, download that off of all the digital platforms, you know, iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, etc. But the new song that I'm coming out with is Toda la Noche, which will be the first single to launch my album, The Quinceañera Queen. So, yeah, so the last time that I spoke with y'all, we've been through a lot of changes and a lot of new things. The last time that I spoke with you, my manager was still alive at the time. She passed away. It's going to come up on a year in December that she's passed. So I think the last time that you were speaking to Jessica, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, and we were, you know, together as a team, you know, working on all these projects and things like that. And so afterwards, it's just like one of those things where you're like, oh God, what next? You know? Mm-hmm. Because like we had the vision, you know, the vision and continuing with that. So at this point, I'm just really happy that we finally finalized everything. We just literally came back from Corpus about a month ago. We took the whole production out there to record the new song, Toda la Noche. And I'm excited about Toda la Noche because it's one of the songs, it's so different. If you heard my album, it's like a smorgasbord of all kinds of stuff, you know? So it's introducing myself as an artist, you know, because I think that everybody thought like, is she going to do the same thing that Selena did? Is she going to come out with Bitty Bitty Bom Bom? You know what I mean? Is she going to sing that same kind of genre of music? Of course, you know, being a, you know, a Mexicana that lives in Texas, of course, it's like, Tejano roots, you think that you're going to traditionally go down that route. But my music is starting from, like, I have corridos, I have cumbias, I have baladas, I have a little bit of everything. That's why we decided to name it the Quinceañera Queen, the album, because when you go to a quinceañera, you know, one minute you're doing the boot scoot and boogie, and then over here, you know, the next minute you could do Como la Flor and Bidi Bidi Bam Bam and you know, all kinds of different, you know, styles of music. You know, you could play rap and things like that. So yeah, so that's really what's been the progression of that after, you know, Jessica passing and us finalizing that. So that's where we are right now. So now we're just crossing our T's and dotting our I's.
Very cool. Before we get some questions out here, you said we have some new music from Amanda here. And the song that you said that's coming out first, what is it called?
So I already have songs that are already released, but this is the kickoff to my album. It's called Toda la Noche, like all the night. So we spelled it T-O-A because if we sang Toda la Noche, it's Toda la Noche. So T-O-A la Noche.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you what I have because I don't see that name here. But, you know, I'm not very good at the pronunciation. The Spanish. So you're going to have to help me here. We have one that says D-E-G-A-M-E.
Oh, déjame.
We have that one. We have Lobata.
Oh, quiebra la bota.
We have that one.
Which is a tapateado, yeah, quiebra la bota.
We have Loquita.
Loquita.
We have Mamalona.
Mamalona.
Mamalona, yeah. That's the car, huh?
So, you know, I'm from Texas, so yeah. The whole process of, like, Mamalona is like we're talking about us girls driving in big trucks here in Texas, you know?
Oh, yes, I like that. Mm-hmm. And cumbia... Is that cumbia bitch or bitch or
cumbia? No, you're right. It says okay. Cumbia bitch.
Okay, cumbia bitch. All right, there it is. What does that mean? And what does that mean? What is cumbia? Is that a dance or?
Yeah,
it's a style of dance, cumbia.
So dance bitch? Like, yes. get it going, get it boogie or what? Something like that?
The translation of Dancing Queen.
It's actually a really upbeat song. So whenever we were recording that song in the studio with my producers, so we're like, baila mi DJ, la baila para acá. Baila ya mi gente, vamos a gozar. Esa es mi cumbia que los canto yo. Para que la gocen con mucho sabor. And it's like, cumbia, bitch. And like, we were just like jamming out. Because we were like, yeah, we're like, cumbia. And then like, we just all were like, bitch. And so we're like, for some people, it's inappropriate. But I mean, that's just me. I mean, I'm going to be, you know, wholeheartedly, unapologetically myself as Amanda Solis. So there's some events that like, will take that out, the bitch part. But, you know, for some others, we'll have that in there, but it just kind of flowed with it whenever we were like grooving to it, you know what I'm saying? So we added that in there.
I think it's kind of cool, you know, that's like what real people would do. They can relate to that.
Exactly. So it's just been such a great honor to be able to, because like I still pay tribute to Selena, you know, I've been on tour traveling and so now it's like the transition into, you got the Selena show and Amanda all in one. So I perform the Selena tribute and Amanda Solis music. And it's been great. You know, I finally started doing that this year. Since the last time that I spoke with you, we kind of made that transition just this past December. So it's already going on a year now.
Wow. Very cool. Yes. Alyssa, Eddie, yes. Did you guys hear any of those titles that caught your ear before I ask Amanda what?
They're like, I don't even know what that is.
For the songs?
Yeah, those are four new songs that haven't came out, right?
Yeah, Amanda? I saw the Mamalona one.
Is that already out?
Yeah.
It was on our last time.
I thought I had the brand new stuff. I thought David sent me some stuff, and I was like,
So what we did was to kind of like, you know, go ahead and push that I am a new artist. We went ahead and took some of those songs that will be on the album and already released them. Yeah, so we kind of gave a little, you know, plant a little seed to kind of give, you know, the whole vibe of like, okay, so this is what Amanda's going to sound like, you know, so you get a little bit of Loquita, you get a little bit of Mamalona, you got the Quiebra la Bota. So it's just like a whole, like I said, a whole smorgasbord of showing you me and introducing me as a new artist, you know, so now with the album being released this year will actually put me in the bracket to be nominated as a new artist, or, you know, get nominated for, you know, best new video, or, you know, things in that nature.
Very cool.
So we kind of planted the seed for all that. So, you know, and if it wasn't for Selena, you know, building the platform for me and me being able to travel all around the country to plant the seed, not only doing the tribute, but also introducing myself as my own artist. And thank God that it's been taking, you know, people have been taking it very well. You know, they're like, oh, so now, you know, I've been asked to, you know, be hired as just as Amanda Solis, which is great too.
Okay, so Cumbia Bitch, is that okay if I play a little bit of that one? Yeah. I kind of like the title of that one. What do you think, Alyssa?
Yes.
Yeah.
I gotta hear what this is. Dance. So that's like just saying, let's dance, bitch.
Yeah. Basically.
Like this book. Okay, well, let's hear a little clip of this.
He's like, what?
Eddie, what do you think, Eddie? You want to? I'd ask you to dance if you weren't a man. Alyssa, you want to dance? Bitch.
I do a video.
Oh, you get closer, we can't see it. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, I could get some dance. It's a good little dance song. I like it. You have a good voice.
Thank you.
Okay, as much as I like this, I want to get to the other ones. Let me see here. Okay, Lokita sounds, is that like crazy or something? Or?
So, yes. So let me give you just a little piece. So this song is supposed to sound very bratty and very high-pitched, because this song was ultimately, I don't know if you remember, but well, I'm always getting hate, you know, a lot of backlash, but at that time, it was pretty heavy, where I had a lot of death threats at the time, and I was on and off the news because I had threats where people were talking about they were going to find me and kill my entire family. And so,
wow. Why?
Yeah, it. I know it's crazy, but true story. And so what happened was, is that Lokita, we actually got together to create this song for the haters. So it's like, y'all are calling me Lokita, Lokita, ki, ki, ki. So like when you hear it, it's just supposed to be like a comeback of like, yeah, so y'all think I'm crazy, I can be crazy. That's really what it's about.
Oh my God. So what, Alyssa, do you know any about this backstory, why they were upset with Amanda?
No.
What the heck's going on? Is this something we could ask, or?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's take it back a few years. And when I started to gain a lot of momentum and gain a lot of popularity, you know, as an influencer and as a tribute artist, at that time, there wasn't tribute artists like there is now. Like when you think of tribute, you think from those days, Las Vegas, you're thinking of Elvis, you're thinking of Marilyn Monroe, you're thinking of all those, you know, back in the day. There's never been a Latina, or especially that, as Selena. And you know, as Mexicanos, we're very protective. You know, we're like dogs. We got to sniff your butt a little bit to find out where you're coming from. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I know that I had got a lot of backlash because they were like, who is this girl? Who does she think she is coming in here trying to represent, you know, our queen? And so they got very defensive about it. And so at the time, I had got this opportunity to do a wine bottle. And mind you, it was all for free. It was with this, it wasn't an endorsement. I didn't make any money off of it. We did a photo shoot for it, and we made these wine bottles that were basically, it was called Con Tanto Amor is the event. So with all my love, and they wanted me to come out and perform. So I was basically like hired on to do a performance as Selena. And then they were handing out their wine bottles. And it was actually from Los Angeles, California, but they came down here because they wanted to plant a seed down here in Houston. And they started to do very well for themselves. And so they thought that I was basically trying to market myself as Selena, which if you followed me back from then till now, it's already been like 6-7 years. I've never promoted myself as the real Selena. It's a tribute, you know, Amanda Solis as the tribute. So in a nutshell, that's really what launched it. And people got upset about it. And the Quintanilla family came after me and attacked me and basically went live and were saying all these bad things. Well, you already know that these people are internationally known. So especially to get that kind of backlash from the family and they're, you know, the people that follow them is huge. That's internationally. So to hear them say something that they don't approve of without knowing the backstory, they ran with it. And they, and basically like he said, go and get her. And as soon as they said it in other words, it was an attack. So then all of a sudden I was on and off. I was on the Isaiah Carey show. Yes. I don't know if y'all know that Isaiah Carey from The Factor in Houston. He's very known. I was on and off like ABC 13, you know, all those news channels talking about it because I was having nonstop death threats against my life because of that. Wow.
Holy mackerel. What is going to, is, wow. Is this all cleared up now or are you guys?
Yeah,
cool?
I mean, it finally died down, you know, over the years. And because obviously the Q family took those pictures and kind of manipulated it to kind of make it seem, because I did a party for a young lady who's actually passed away now from COVID, who had Down syndrome. If you know me, I donated a lot of my time. I could never make the amount of money that Selena made because Selena is Selena.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, right. There's no way. So again, if you know the backstory behind how the family is and things like that, which I can completely understand, but I did this with the utmost respect. And again, wholeheartedly, you know, just as a tribute. And so again, it shifted into this big drama when they went on there and they said all these things about me that weren't true. So the fan base, and if you know Selena fans, they're not the nicest people in the world, you know, they're to defend her, you know, tooth and nail. And I understand that. So that's really kind of what kicked that off. And it died down over the years, thank God, because I mean, you know, I knew that the truth would be unveiled eventually. And again, I never made any money off of that. And yeah, so if anything, thank God that people continued to support me and seen myself for the true tribute, you know, as Amanda Solis, you know, the ultimate Selena experience, you know? So for me, that's really how that all began back then. So I got a lot of backlash and a lot of hate. And it was kind of crazy because at that time, my husband and I were taking care of my disabled uncle and my grandmother at the time. It was just us two doing this. And that in itself was very hard. So they were like, let me find your grandma and I'll kill her. Let me find your family. And I'll like, I mean, very, very brutal. Like I have copies and receipts of everything that I had to give the news that they wanted to see, of them showing like, I'll slice her throat. I'll go and it was pretty intense. And I was getting that for, you know, every day waking up to that.
Wow. That is crazy. Reached out to that family or and said, hey, I'm not doing anything to make money off her, or contact her, to keep her memory alive.
Exactly. So did I, you know, so did we on our end. We thought the same thing because it was something so innocent. And, again, it wasn't to make profit off of, you know, so, I mean, if they even asked for receipts for that, they wouldn't have found anything anyway, because it was done genuinely just for, you know, a thank you to the people in Houston. So yeah, my team, my management had to reach out to them and say, hey, like you realize what type of platform that you have as, you know, the Q family, you would figure that you would have handled this completely different versus attacking, you know, like he literally went on live on Facebook and like how we would as well. I mean, honestly, I wouldn't have done that, but you know, bullies, you would say bullies that would go on to social media and attack, not somebody that has this iconic name and this iconic platform, you would have never imagined. So we're like, can we handle this, you know, in a different way? And it was not happening. And so it was all over the news that I had to go on there and announce that, like, this is because of you guys and your platform, what y'all had created over something that I created as a tribute to pay homage to your beautiful daughter and what she, how she inspired me and how she's inspired all this new generation of people. So it was pretty intense. I mean, it did take a toll on me physically and mentally, because I was like, wow, like, I mean, it was pretty ugly. And you can actually go back and see it. You know, I try to, you know, I talk about this whenever I get asked about it, things like that. But otherwise, it's something that I just kind of keep on the back burner. If it gets brought up, I'm more than happy to talk about it. But yeah, they didn't want to handle it in any other way, which was shocking to me, especially knowing who they are.
Man, Amanda, do you think the family was more upset that they thought you were profiting off it and not them?
I think so. I think that had a lot to do with that, especially the actual winery, the people. Yeah, them too. That's ultimately what it came down to. Honestly, I believe it was just, wow, how dare you try to make profit off of my daughter and what we've built. But it was like, once that happened and they came in to find out more information, they finally, you know, they couldn't do anything because the truth became, it wasn't veiled because there was nothing there to make profit off of. It was actually a thank you to the people in Houston that supported that winery and myself. And so I was basically just hired on to pay tribute and do the tribute show for them. And yeah, it spiraled into this crazy
mess,
you know, mess. Outcome of me where people wanted to basically kill me and my family.
That's Alyssa, scary. What do you think about that, Alyssa?
That's,
you know,
crazy.
It makes you think, like, you know, when you hear stories like that, it makes you think about the family, you know, and think, why, you know, why would they be like that? You know, what you've heard about them, you know, of course, we don't know them personally, but what we've heard about them is, like, they're good people and everything. You think that they would reach out and say, hey, well, you know, let's find out what's going on, you know, instead of just attacking somebody for no, you know, it's just like, it's almost like that's the character of somebody right away. Oh, well, let's just go get them. And they know what's going to happen if they say somebody's doing something that's against their daughter, pretty much, you know, she's loved, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. She is absolutely loved. And that's where the, I guess you would say, we're people as, like, Latinos, like I said, we're very protective people. And so I understand that. But the other part, like you were saying, is the one part. It's like, but why would people get upset? And I you know, the way that I guess I could basically kind of think overall is just because I'm continuing to be able to do something that I guess was impossible in other people's eyes, and they don't like it. But just like Selena said, the impossible is always possible. I don't mean to sound cliche or corny, but that was actually her saying, you know? So, I mean, I would have never imagined, because I never thought that I didn't wake up one day thinking, like, I look like her, I'm going to do this. You know, I have my education, I went to school. It just happened to where I was honestly forced into it, but I'm thankful for it because it showed what my talent was. you know, and me becoming myself in the platform that she's paved for me and for other generations and our people in the Latino world. You know, she was a woman that broke so many barriers. So for me, I thought the same thing. It would be beautiful for these new children to learn about her that didn't know her and pass the baton on. Like, I could never fill her shoes. I'm only going to be able to fill my own. At the end of the day, I am like the flea market version. I'm like the little booger of her, you know, I'm like the little mojito of her. So for me, I could never, I'm the flea market version. And I just do my best and try to, you know, pay homage to her the best way that I can. And I'm just thankful that people, that there's still people that do love it because they do want more. And I think that's the reason why I kind of teeter totter back and forth, because they're like, well, the family doesn't like it. Should I like it? Would they disapprove of me if I do this and that? But at the end of the day, you don't need nobody's approval because it's a beautiful thing. It's not like I am, you know, tarnishing her name in any way. I'm just carrying on what she's, you know, what she did for us. And I'm doing it in the best way that I can. And honestly, that's how I got my own. I was actually in the Rolling Stones magazine because of that, that whole situation.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I was, that was really huge. I mean, the Rolling Stones, you know what I mean? So for me to be, they contacted me from New York and they asked me to, they wanted to hear my story, my backstory of how that happened. Because they were like, holy macaroni, like, who are you and how did this happen? And how did they even get into cahoots with you to even like start beefing with you? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, this is so, I was... So you can actually go back and read that article, and you can also see other people that now have had made a name for themselves in the tribute Selena world. Selena tribute world. They also have had a lot of backlash from the family, things like that. So they also have little pieces, but of their stories in there too. But mine was pretty intense because of the death, and things like that.
Wow, that's a whole nother story, huh, Alyssa? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You got I'm like question? Thinking like, well, yeah, I was thinking like you're saying about how, you know, you look like her and yeah, it's helping your personal career and this and that. I'm thinking, look what the Selena movie did for J-Lo.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
She was a fly girl from,
you could say,
from
too,
Living the, Color, what? And nobody really knew who she was until she did Selena.
But also too, wasn't the family kind of involved in the movie too? Like, what do you call them when they're consultants?
Well, that's because they made money off of it. But yeah. Like,
imagine if they weren't, they probably would have, might have been upset.
Yeah.
Right. So So this is where we go teeter totter back and forth, right? Because we're like, but wait, okay, I can see that side, but wait, but there's so much more good that outweighs that other stuff. That's right. What makes me think, like, okay, look what it did for J-Lo. J-Lo actually did tribute. And the family's okay for her to still tribute her till this day, just like they did that big anniversary for her and she was out there performing or, you know, supporting these. But then one specific person can't do it or, you know, what
I, it's I think because they were involved. I think that's what I think, because they were involved. Because it seems like, wasn't the dad like the manager or something?
They were making money off of it.
Mm-hmm. And he was used to being there and being a big part of all of this thing that happened with his daughter. And now things are happening outside of his control where I think he goes about it the wrong way, in my opinion. But it's almost like, hey, you know, I should be involved in there. What are you doing? Or nobody should be doing this.
Well, if you watch the movie, you see how his personality is. You see, if you watch any documentary or any, you know, Selena show or anything, even the one that I think it was on Netflix or whatever, you see how he is.
Oh, really? I didn't. Eddie, do you know how the dad is? I didn't know.
Very controlling.
Really? Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. I'm just hearing what Amanda's telling. And to me, it's almost like I know he was the manager. That's all I basically know.
Yeah.
But you would think if it's in the family type deal, and if the movie was okay, and I remember hearing that he was a consultant on the movie, so he was okay with that, but I can imagine just he has to be a part of everything that goes on with the Selena thing. And I get it, but I don't think it's right because, hey, there's a lot of people that are good. Who doesn't, little girls and that grow up and they're singing like Selena and they want to grow up and sing? What's that's a good thing.
It's- Exactly, because at the and you're absolutely right, and that's what drives me nuts too. Because at the end of the day, that's what makes it so beautiful. Because we will always know that Selena will always be a name. Selena is an icon. She will live longer than what we will, you know, unless we make a name for ourselves, because she is stapled. You know, that is stapled. But like, it's to pass that baton on, regardless of where it's coming from. But it's coming from a good place. You know, that's the thing. And for the newer generation, it will always keep her relevant, even though she will always be relevant. It just, for the newer generation. So for me to bring just the, like I said, my little salt grain of whatever it is that I have to sprinkle and plant that seed for these other girls that are like, who is Selena? I want to go see what she's about. And then they go and find her on YouTube or go look up all her videos again and do that. I mean, of course, you know, the family will always continue to keep that going for her, especially with like her museum and things like that. But this also gives just a little bit of extra icing on that, you know, and it will continue to just like the Elvises in Las Vegas. Like when I go to Vegas, the first thing that I want to see is I want to see the Marilyn Monroe's and I want to see the Elvis, you know, those are the first thing that you think about. Mm-hmm. I mean, I do. You know, so, and what a beautiful way now, if they okayed and gave the okay, that would be great. Could you imagine seeing all the awesome Selenas down the street? You know what I mean? That'd be so cool. Like, I don't know, in my eyes, because when I was invited to the first unveiling of the wax figure, that was huge for us to see a Latina next to like a Michael Jackson and a, you know, you Beyonce's and things like that. But Selena was Selena before Beyonce, you know what I mean? Beyonce wasn't even there yet. So to finally see a Latina that broke so many barriers, not only as a woman in that industry that was dominated by men, but again, at 23 years old, all the things that she did as, you know, as a business woman, you know, and that was basically shunned upon because, like, I mean, it's like, oh, you're just a woman. Like, anyways, men run this world. But it's like, she did that in 23 years of her life. Like, that's, to me, is amazing. And that just speaks volumes about her and just her whole image. So all the kids will be able to see that and know that Latinos, like a Mexican American like myself, I'm a first generation Mexican. All my family were born and raised in Mexico. So my family brought us down here to build us a better life, to make us. And so the businesses they have, unfortunately, you already know that my mom and dad passed away when I was six. So for me, it was something to, like, you've seen this girl. Oh my God, look what she did. I don't have to be that traditional Latin person like Mexicano that's going to cut your grass or cook for you or raise your children or things like that. I too can be what a Selena was, whether it be have my own business, be a seamstress, be a cook, have my own restaurant, you know, whatever it is. Yeah. You know, she did that for us. So that there's just more to the name. It's just the overall picture that you are continuing to pass this baton and inspire other people just like she inspired us. So at the end of the day, in a nutshell, it's, to me, it's just mind blowing to not continue to spread that legacy.
Yeah. Interesting. Alyssa, I got to bring you up here because this interview went in a whole different road.
I'm like, I want to hear Loquita now.
Oh yes. Oh yeah. Now that's from you. I'll tell you what, Alyssa, why don't you, let's play the song and then we'll get to your question. How's that?
Okay.
So
cue it up, Steve.
Let's see, Loquita. That sounds like crazy right there, doesn't it?
It definitely is very different.
Oh well, let's hear it. This song is called Loquita, and this is already out, right? And people can get this on like Apple Music and stuff like that, Spotify. All right, let's hear a little sample.
I hate you. I don't even know you, and I hate your look.
Así.
Loquita.
So I don't know if y'all speak Spanish.
Me and Eddie.
Un poquito.
Okay, so just a basis on it. So tú eres celosa, chismosa, llorona. So you are just, basically a shit talker, yeah, awesome. A crybaby. You know what I mean? And you're just jealous. And so it's just, that's why I say, and esto es para ti y todas las chismosas que le gustan hablar de mí. So this is for all the like girls out there that like
to be
chismosas.
Yeah, the gossipers that like to talk about me.
Like to talk mess about me. Y'all are like paparazzi TMZ, but y'all are constantly talking about me, but you're following me like paparazzi TMZ. So that's really basis of what that was, because I was getting a lot of backlash. But again, it's like they wanted to continue to follow me because they wanted to see more of Selena. But then they were like, I'm not going to click like, but I'll sit here and talk shit, you know?
I hear you. Hey, you're going to be proud of me, but I did hear the TMZ part.
Yeah.
I was like, wait a minute.
Text back. Let's talk about the TMZ. Yeah.
Okay, listen, I'm going to bring you up here before you take a swig.
I know. I was going to.
But cheers.
Cheers. Coffee in the morning.
Yes.
I was going to say, okay, so your album is coming out. Yes. When is it coming out? And now, is it going to be only streaming, or is it something that people can buy? Can they buy it online? I know like the whole albums and LPs and CDs and all that are kind of old school, but I mean, there are still people that like to do that. Are they, or is it only available streaming, like on Apple Music and stuff like that?
So what we're going to do, we talked about it. So yes, it will be streaming, because now you know that the generation is different. So it will be streaming, but we also are going to make some that you can actually purchase, because if you think about it, the people that support me, you got the younger generation, which will do the streaming, and then you got the older generation that want to have something in hand. So we will have everything at, you know, accessible to anybody, whether it be streaming, a CD, like old school, you know, have that.
Hard copies.
So yes, hard copies. And even we're even thinking about doing like an actual, like old school, like record.
Album.
Yeah, that's cool. Because I mean, if people follow you for the Selena portion of it, because Selena was my age.
Right.
So my age is like old school CDs, you know, and vinyl, and vinyls are coming back. You know, vinyls are on their way back. A lot of people are buying a lot of vinyl. So, you know, like my generation, we all know vinyl. So that's why I was asking if it was actually going to be a physical thing or if it's going to be only streaming.
Yeah, so I wanted to accommodate everybody, because I'm the same way. Although I'm the younger generation, but me too, I like that too. I grew up in that older generation. So we are known for collecting vinyls and things like that. CDs, I still have CDs till this day. So we're gonna have, you know, that access to anybody and everybody, so that everybody can enjoy it the way that they, you know, they can. So if they want to listen to it on a CD, they want to keep it, make it collectible, whatever. So everybody will have access to it for sure.
Right.
Very cool. I'm going to pull up Eddie here. Eddie, you got a question for the beautiful Amanda?
Amanda, do you have a preferred song that you like to perform?
A
Selena tribute song.
A favorite.
Like, which is your favorite song to perform?
Do you have a favorite that
you
like?
My favorite. Oh, okay. My favorite one is Que Creías. If you've ever seen Selena perform that song, it's about where she picks a guy from the crowd. So she does this whole presentation where she goes up there and she's like, okay, now ladies, we're going to do a little role playing here. And then she gets the whole crowd going. And so she's like, now ladies, how many of you have been hurt by a man before? And then you hear like the crowd go, you know, they scream. She's like, okay, because I heard from a big old bird back here that there's a guy here that needs to learn some act right. And the song is about basically where the woman is let down by the man. And so she's hurt. And so whenever he thinks that she should just be at his beck and call and come and wait on him hand and foot. And so in the song, she's like, no, what are you thinking about? Like, absolutely not. So that's where it's like, tú que creías, tú que creías, you know? And so when she says, okay, now ladies, who's that guy that needs to learn some act right? favorite, hands down favorite song, because all of a sudden you'll see the wives throw their husbands, and I'm like, that's missing, right? Because we're not going to be fighting at the end, right? You know, right. I don't want anybody here throwing some chingazos at the end, you know what I mean? And so the guy comes up, and it's so cool because they get so shy and they buckle at the knees a little bit, you know, so you never know. You get the ones, sometimes I get half and half. Some of them are like, and then the other ones are like interactive, like they'll give me attitude and real like red and shy and stuff. And it's so, I love it because it's interacting. And it shows a lot of showmanship. So then when I grab the guy, and if you've seen Selena do it, she grabs the guy from the shirt and she'll like grab him and pull him into her. And like, she'll be like face to face and she'll be like, tú que creías, like right in his face. And like, you'll just see them like freak.
Yeah. Oh, wow, that's pretty cool. If you're a Selena fan and you got you doing that, you're like, you'd probably be scared at first, but happy later.
If you've seen some of the performances that I do, they're so cool. And then like some of them are so cool. And then like she'll go down, like she does this whole thing where she goes down on one knee and like it's just very expressive. And then she gets up and then she'll like, así es que puedes irte, like, and tells them like to get out of here. And so like you'll hear the women like, aha, like screaming and doing gritos, and they just, everybody gets into it. Like even talking about it right now gives me the chicken skin because it's just such an awesome song. So if you ever get a chance to see that song or her perform that song, or even just me myself, I do it the best way that I can. Hands down, favorite all day long. As long as I only had one bad experience with that song. We were at a quinceañera, and every time I sing that song, I do the whole role playing thing. And one of the ladies threw her husband out there, sing to him. Well, she was a little on the drunk side and didn't realize what was going to happen. And I think like it altered her mind, like, hold up, like now you're beating up my man and whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was like, so that's why you have to go through the whole process of like, okay, so I got your permission, right? We're in the clear, because I promise you I'm going to give you your man back at the end because I don't want him. Like, you know what I mean? it's like, seriously, it's so fun and so cool and just, it's full of showmanship. I absolutely, hands down, love that song. But if you ask me like another song that gets the crowd going, I don't know why, is Baila Esta Cumbia is one that all of a sudden people just start, baila, baila esta cumbia. You know, they'll get up and start dancing and party's on.
Cool. Eddie, you haven't seen Amanda do this this role play song?
No, I have not.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to, if I can get a hold of her, because she's a very busy person, if she could send me,
make me sound so bad.
Send me like a video, a nice a video that, or let me know where I can find it. And what I'll do is I'll make some kind of video and I'll post it.
Yes. After this, when I'm done, I'll send it to you.
Yes. And then Eddie, I'll send it to you, and then we'll post it on our page so everybody can see that. Because I know she talked about it last time she was on too. And it seems like a popular one. So I think what we'll do is we'll post that one up after the show. And sounds pretty cool. Amanda, Eddie, you better watch it, Eddie. We're trying real hard with your social media. I'll put it on your TikTok.
Okay. Well, what's your favorite?
Eddie doesn't have social media.
You like rancheras, cumbias, corridos? What's your favorite?
So I dabbled for the first time in a corrido, and I just released what, well, actually, we haven't dropped it yet, but I have been performing it at all my performances. And it's a corrido about my life. And this is the first time that I've ever performed this style of music. And what I love about this style of music is that you're telling a story, just like a balada or a ranchero style song. Mm-hmm. But this one is like, you're really, there is a big difference. And it's called Batallas, and that's the song. So that one is talking about my life and growing up and how I lost my parents and without them and all the ridicule that I would get and the backlash that I would get as a child, you know, about not having parents and things like that. Like, it's kind of crazy if you really heard about my true story. I would like to write a book one day, but Batallas is one of my favorites. So corridos, hands down, now that this is a new genre of style of song, is one of on my top twos. Of course, you got like the cumbias and stuff like that. You know, those always are going to keep you going and dancing right. and put people in a good mood. But that's what's beautiful about music is that it does so many things for you, whether you're going through a breakup, whether you're like you lost somebody that now you're grieving in your life, or, you know, a beautiful memory in your life that you just got married and, you know, those things. So music, it's really hard to pinpoint, but just I threw the corrido out there because it's something new that I tried and I love it. And it's very emotional and a different style of ranchera, you know, it's not, they're just totally two different styles. But that's really what I've been liking to venture out on.
Very cool. Hey, we have, I want to play this Mamalona. I'm going to play that. But before we do this, I remember I talked with Amanda last time she was on. And one of my favorite Selena songs is it called Dreaming of You?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Now, I was wondering, because I heard you sing a little bit of your other song earlier, the kind of a cappella. I was wondering if you could do a little bit of that for me, because I really like that song by her. And I know you're here. We're promoting your new music, and we're gonna go through them, and I promise. But I don't know. Last time you were on, I kept thinking about it and going, oh, it would have been so nice if she sang.
Yes. So what I love to do, even though like we have like the whole song, every time at the end of a performance, and they're like, otra, otra. That is one of the ones that I always pull out of my back pocket. And it's amazing. If you've seen the last performance that I did at this casino in New Mexico, and I was actually taken back because it just shows you that no matter where you come from, you know, whatever your background is, there's no barrier to her music, you know? And when I sang Dreaming of You, the entire crowd started to sing it. And that's whenever it really gives you that chicken skin, you know? But I'll sing it for you, yes.
Okay, wait a minute. Before you sing, chicken skin and goosebumps are kind of the same thing. Is this just a different saying?
Yeah, yeah. Chicken skin, goose. Well, because I'm really yellow, so I'm like chicken skin. Oh, okay. goosebumps, chicken skin. Yeah.
I thought that was a Texas thing or something. It's just, no. That's something. Did you make it up, or is that a real thing? Alyssa, have you heard of chicken skin?
No, but I knew what she was talking about.
Chicken Maybe skin. It's a Texas thing. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I guess if you look at a chicken's leg, I guess they do look like they got a little bit of goosebumps on their paws.
Or yeah, whenever you take, like when you pluck their hairs or their little feathers, like yes. you'll see all the little, yeah, so that's like chicken skin.
Oh, Eddie, you've seen that, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of goose, what's it called? Chicken skin.
Chicken skin.
Have you heard of that?
I have heard of it, yes.
Okay, see, Eddie's heard a lot of things. I just wanted to ask him in there. Okay, Amanda, I'm so excited. I've waited over a year for this. And every day I've thought of this. So let me get ready.
Here we go. Okay. Late at night when all the world is sleeping, I stay up and think of you. And I wish on a star that somewhere you are thinking of me too. 'Cause I'm dreaming of you tonight till tomorrow. I'll be holding you tight, and there's nowhere in the world I'd rather be than here in my room, singing with you endlessly.
Yes. Alyssa, right there, that's the most dominated I've ever been. I was looking for my lighter, but I couldn't find it. She controlled me from the get-go.
That's really good.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome, you guys. I appreciate this opportunity. Thank you for allowing me. If it wasn't for you guys, I wouldn't be able to tell my story and for people to get to know me a little bit more. Because, you know, when you're on social media, things like that, everything is more built as a facade, you know, because you're only seeing what I do as a performance and as, you know, on a daily basis. They don't see as like closed doors. Like right now I'm 100% myself, which I never change regardless of anything. But, you know, it's for you guys, you know, thank you. This is what allows me to tell more of how I started my tribute and now me as an artist. So thank you for this. I appreciate y'all.
Yeah, I remember last time Eddie, Alyssa, when she came out, she's like, do you want me to be in Selena gear? Or And I go, yeah, I did the first time. And she asked me, if she would have asked me the second time, like today when she came out, I would have said, come as Amanda.
Oh, because, thank you.
Because that's why you're here, to talk about your music. But, you know, that song I had to ask because it's been bothering me for over a year. So,
I actually want to give you a little piece, because I know that you were like, that's not one song that I have, which is Toda la Noche. This one, so we just recorded this one in Corpus. We took the whole production out there, and it's about a girl's night out. And this one is definitely different too. It adds to the smorgasbord of all the songs that we have out there. I know that you want to play Mamalona.
Which one do you want me to play?
I know you don't have it though. You don't have Toda la Noche.
No, I do not. They only sent me 1, 2, 3, the 5 I mentioned.
So this is so, because we are crossing our T's and dotting our I's. We are barely, so if you know about music, we need to finish the master.
Okay.
So this song we recorded, and I also had a Grammy Award winner, and also a Tejano star, Sunny Salceda, who did a part in the song with me. He actually played the accordion. That's what he's known. He's known obviously for his beautiful voice, but again, for playing the accordion. And so he rocked out with his accordion. And so that's what we're doing right now. We're mastering the song so that we can go ahead and release it. So that's why y'all haven't got it. I haven't even got the master yet myself, but I did want to give y'all a piece of this. And okay, it's called Toda la Noche. And it's about us girls getting together, going out, having a good time, taking some shots, and just partying all night long. So it goes like this. And it goes, toda la noche con mis amigas cruising en mi coche. Las bebesukis quieren fiesta, dar hasta que amanezca, pedirlos otra ronda, hasta que el trago se suba la cabeza. Estaba tranqui, chilling in my couchy. But it's like really fun, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's a little bit of upbeat, you got the little bit of cumbia, but a new style, you know, and it's a lot of fun. And I'm just really excited about that one. Is going to be launching the album. So
that's a little exclusive for us, right?
Yes. Nobody's heard it yet. No.
You know, what's cool, Alyssa and Eddie, is, you know, how she's given us some samples of singing without no band. She sounds good. That is a good singer. Mm-hmm. When you can sound good without background,
you can do it a cappella.
Yes.
Thank you.
So we love your voice. You're a great performer. Of course, when you have the music, it sounds, you know, you got that full background.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be the full brand show. You're going to have singing and everything.
But, you know, I'm sure a lot of people tell you, but you do have a good voice. When you can sing a cappella and it sounds good, you're good. We love you.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys. But, yeah, that one's that one. I know that you were asking me, Eddie, about my corrido. You have the corrido. You want to play that one? The corrido is called Batallas. It's B-A. Did he send that one, Batallas, with the B?
No, I have one with the D-E-J-A-M-E.
It's Dejame.
I have Lobata, Loquita, Mamalona, and Cumbia Bitch.
Okay, play Mamalona. That one is the rap one.
Okay, here's Mamalona. This is Amanda Solis. This is her music. Let's see.
This one's fun. This is like the Houston in me.
Houston, Texas.
Qué rum rum, dice tu troquita. No nomás los hombres pueden mirar esa chulita. Olvida, tú, mamá Lola. Lo sola más chingona, me paseo mi trocona. Mira, 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 mira mi nalgona. Pone pinche mufle, pero muy gritona. Pasando por la calle, mis chavas con pirrongas. Guachando a los chulos y corridos que me pongan. Pero no me hagas enojar. Soy muy picosa y te voy a desgañar. Con mis amigas no le vamos a parar. Vete pa' tu casa y duerme con mamá. Hey. Qué rum, rum, dice tu troquita. No nomás los hombres pueden mirar esta chulita. Olvida, tú, mamá Lola. Lo soy la más chingona, me paseo mi trocona. Qué rum, rum, dice tu troquita. No nomás los hombres pueden mirar esta chulita. Olvida, tú, mamá Lola. Lo soy la
I need to ask, what does Cholita mean? Cholita. Did I hear Cholita in there? Cholita?
Yeah, room, room. Dice tu troquita, no, oh. Nomás los hombres pueden mirar esta chulita. Chulita. Chulita, like meaning like this cutie.
Oh, okay. See, I pick out the good ones. Yes.
Chula.
You know what I'm going to do?
Chulita. Instead of like saying chula, it's just like the slang way of being like, uy, mi chulita.
I'm going to probably be in my office room later listening to this music. My wife's going to come up. Did you interview that Amanda girl again? They're listening to the Mexican music.
But I love it though, you know, because like it really, I'm just glad because I think that most people, like I said at the very beginning, most people thought that I was going to basically just copy and paste exactly what Selena did because I'm a tribute. So I think that's more so what they thought, but it, you know, me, I'm my own person at the end of the day. So for me, it's like, I'm versatile. I could do just like she was in her own way. She did her own thing. She, you know, did mixtures of like even tecnocumbia with like reggaeton and I mean, reggae and things like that. Different mixtures of songs in it. So like this one for me, it just shows you that I, you know, versatile in different ways. So I do like to rap. I do like to sing. I do like to do corridos. I do like to do rancheras and things like that. So it's just a whole like, a buffet.
Yes, that's what the new record is, a little bit of mixture of a little bit of everything, right?
Yes.
Eddie, what do you think, Eddie, of the this is a little taste of Amanda, and we'd heard the acapella of a new song coming out, but it's you know, the beats and stuff, it's just the type of music, right? When you say like cumbia and stuff like that, most of the beats are the same. It's just the singer doing her thing or his thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Basically, so like that, like Mamalona is a cumbia. It is a cumbia, but it's a different style. So we're trying to come out with a new style of music because you already know like the Tejano style will always live on, but the Tejano music is not really there. You know, it's not doing the numbers that it used to do in the past. You know, it'll always be relevant, always be fantastic and great. And we'll always go back to those songs that we loved and grew up with. But, you know, you want to, you know, have growth. And so for that, that's why we try to make a new sound. So that's why you get like the cumbia where you can kind of get room, room. You can kind of dance to it, but then it also has like that groove and the cumbia and rap with it.
Very cool. Alyssa, you have anything to say before we get out of this interview?
No,
good. We're going on extra here with her. That's okay though.
I love it. I'm
Amanda,
thankful.
Amanda always gets extra when she comes on.
Yeah, I follow her. I follow her on Instagram. I follow her on Facebook. I follow her on TikTok. I see that you're, you know, I know you're here as Amanda, but then, you know, I've seen recently that you did a Selena show. And so I don't know if you wanted to promote that, let everybody know where they can see it, where it's streaming. I know you've been busy doing that. I don't even know if it's out yet. I've just been seeing it on, you know, social media.
Oh, when I played the part of Selena in the Rose Network? Yes. So for everybody who has been following me, actually, I did that show a couple years ago. Yeah, it's kind of crazy. So the Reels Network reached out to me and they wanted me to audition for it. And so I tried out for the part fair and square. And so a few years ago, so it's out now, actually, you can watch it free on Hulu. It's called Murder Made Me Famous, not based off of me, but off of Yolanda Saldivar and the notoriety that she got from her psychotic mind and what led her to that moment of her decision of what she did. And so Murder Made Me Famous is based off of so many different, it's a series. So you got like Robin Williams, you got Anna Nicole Smith, you got Selena, you got Prince and Michael Jackson. So there's different series. And so I just so happened to play the part of Selena in that one. So it's called Murder Made Me Famous on the Reels Network channel, based off Yolanda, and it'll say Yolanda Saldivar. Okay. So I did play the part of Selena and you can watch it for free on Hulu. And other outlets, they kind of switch back and forth.
Okay.
Oh, really? I'm gonna have to check.
Yeah,
that
I just
out.
Remember seeing it that you were something going on, and I just you know.
Murder Made Me Famous. That's what it's called.
Murder Made Me Famous. Yolanda Saldivar, but the actual series of that it's Murder Made Me Famous.
Okay, Eddie, you have all that stuff. You can check it out too, right? You
got. Yeah,
you
got, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Also, let everybody know when your new record comes out. Can I call it record or CD, whatever
album?
It's called?
Yeah, record, album. Yeah, so you guys, so right now we're crossing our T's and dotting our I's because the Toda la Noche song is going to be the one that's going to launch the album. So we're going to drop our single first, then the music video, then the album. So stay tuned. It's going to be in a couple of weeks. So it's to transition to make this happen, it does take a little bit of work. So that's what we're working on right now. So stay tuned for that. I will definitely post it. You could follow me on all my social media platforms. That's on Instagram at Amanda Solis Official, on Facebook at Amanda Solis Music, and then on TikTok at Bidi Bidi Bum Bum. And it's spelled BIDIBIDIBOMBUM. And you can stream all my music on all digital platforms. That's iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, Apple Music. You can search it anywhere and look under Amanda Solis Music, you guys. But stay tuned for my album called The Quinceañera Queen.
Very okay. Cool. Amanda, she does Selena tribute, but she also...
Do you want to see the cover of my album? I'm going to grab the picture.
Sure.
Yes, you want to see it?
Yes. Hang on. I'm going to show right. you. I'm going to disappear right. for just a second. Let me show
this
you.
This one will blow Eddie up. Everybody wants to look at Eddie.
I like her background. Her
her
artwork.
Let's get back over here. Let's see it.
That's cool.
Oh, was that it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or is that what she was sitting behind?
That's what she's sitting behind.
Oh, okay. So
that's
what
is on the wall?
Describe
it
this,
looks
guys.
Like Frida.
That's Frida.
Frida.
Yeah.
Which one? The one with the mic? Oh, I see on the left.
Yeah.
Oh, here she is.
I love it. I actually had that made. So there was an artist who made it, and so we blew it up. And oh my God, if you know me, my house is full of like abstract artwork or different like conversational pieces, and so I just absolutely love that. I mean, reminds me of like Dia de los Muertos and things like that. Just you know. Paint. But this is the cover of my album right here.
Look at that.
So hold on. I think I'm going the wrong way. So it's the Quinceañera Queen. And so everything's out now on all digital platforms except for the new single.
Okay. The Quinceañera Queen. Okay. It's not out yet, right?
No, not the album. But Look, I'm eating. Can you see the Flamin' Hot Cheetos?
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say here, grocery aisle.
I was actually at a grocery store, and I actually shot this photo whenever I recorded the single Loquita. And yeah.
Very cool.
And I'm in an astronaut suit. We had it since, you know, I'm from Houston and I'm like right down the street from NASA. So we came up with that outfit, and I have like the chelas on it and everything. So I'm excited about it any day now. Like any day I'm like anticipating to wait.
Amanda, are you a baseball fan?
Am I a baseball? Absolutely. Astros, 100% Astros. Yes. But I'm not going to lie. I'm low-key White Sox too, because they had me throw their first pitch and I performed for them for their halftime show in front of 45,000 people. It was amazing.
Chicago.
But I am a hardcore Astros fan.
Chicago White Sox?
Yeah.
Oh, so what you did it at the seventh inning stretch? Is that when you did it? Or
So they had a Hispanic Heritage Month event. And so it was anything for Los White Sox. Mm-hmm. And so at the end of the game, I got to throw the first pitch. And then at the end of the game, I got to go on the field and perform. And I paid tribute out there. It was awesome.
Very cool.
In front of like 45,000 people. And you know that field. It's very, you know, it's very known. And so it was awesome. That was one of the most memorable like performances that I've done.
I think it's one of the oldest stadiums in baseball left, right?
Chicago?
Yeah. Chicago.
Or no, and then that Wrigley Field?
Yes.
Wrigley Field?
Yes.
The White Sox don't play there, do they?
Yeah. No, the Cubs do.
The Cubs do, I think.
Oh, the Cubs play there.
Wrigley Field. Cubs, that's Wrigley
Cubs,
Field.
Cubs play at Wrigley.
Okay,
yeah,
I got a question now. The last question I got, and it has to do with all of us. When you're new, when you get like a CD, when the CDs were ready, the hard copies, if I purchase some of them from you, could you sign them?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then maybe I could give a present to my co-host.
I can also, like these two, these are for everybody too. So like I can sign these and send these to you as well with everything.
Okay, I'll keep in contact. I know she's very hard to get hold of, but I'm going to do my... Oh, you know what? I can't get a hold of her now unless I have her email. So that's she's got to look.
So I did not know this. So like, if you know, like you think that I'm savvy with social media, I am not. Like I'm still learning all kinds of new stuff. So actually I favorited you to where now, anytime that you message me, I will get it automatically. You won't flow into the feed of all the other like messages.
You're going to the junk mail, Steve.
Yeah, you know what, Melissa? I go, okay, I'm kind of important to her, so I message her, right? And you're the first thing that pops up, thank you for contacting us. Our team will get back to you. If you really want to talk to me, call this person. And I'm like, oh,
I know, you
God.
Know, and it's so because like aside from that, you know, I also have my own makeup line too. So people will reach out to me all types of ways. And so I'm like, I feel so bad because I started to do that late after Jessica passed away. I had to kind of make that a note on there so people could reach out to me because I was like, the messages were going so fast that she would help me filter through them, but she's not there no more. So I'm doing everything myself. And so that's why now I know that I could favorite people and put, so like you will always be there on the opposite side. So if you ever message me, I will get it automatically versus like where it filters in with everybody else's. And see, and I didn't even know that you could do this. And so like me either. I'm constantly like apologizing to people. I'm like, hey guys, I'm sorry that you received that automated message. I don't mean to sound bad and bougie. You know what I mean? I'm doing that because, you know, my manager passed away. And so this is a way for me to kind of keep up with it because then they would contact and then I'd be like, oh, okay. So I'm touching it. Hey, how are you? Versus like, okay, who messaged me? How can I filter all the bad from the good? You know what I mean?
Gotcha. Yeah. I'm just giving you a hard time, but I know how to get a hold of you now. So we're good. And we're going to get copies for everybody here on the show and you can sign in for us and show you how big fans we are of you and support you. And I'm going to say this, Alyssa, this has been our longest interview with any guest we've ever had on. Yes. And it's been a privilege because it's such a good interview when you come. You only came on twice, but they've been great.
Mm-hmm.
And
Thank you.
I'm proud to say she's been our longest interview. Very cool.
You're coming to LA.
I'm the first.
The first longest interview we've ever had. Let's know when you're coming to Los Angeles.
So you know what? I used to be in and out of LA all the time. So I'd go to Sacramento. I've been in Hollywood. But you know what? What city are y'all from? Los Angeles, right? You said
Los Angeles,
LA.
County. Orange County, Los Angeles.
Orange County and Los Angeles County.
Okay, so I don't know. So after COVID, I haven't been back.
Yeah.
And I think the closest that I've been to, like it was recently when California was, I went to San Jose. That was it. And so I performed in San Jose and then I performed in San Francisco not too long ago, about 2 months ago. But after COVID, I'm like, I don't know. I used to be in and out of there all the time, but I swear as soon as God plants that seed and I fly over there, I'm gonna be like, hey, on the phone. I'll be like, where y'all at?
We'll be there.
Yes. Yeah, I think last time we asked her, you said that you weren't doing too many shows out here at that time. Maybe it was because of what was going on, but
I don't know. So hopefully people are going to start get back in the groove of things. You know, once I started to see that I was going back to California, but not in LA or Orange County, not yet, but used to, I was always in and out of there. And now, you know, God willing, hopefully I'll be back out there. Cause it'd be great. Do y'all do like live interviews and stuff?
When you come out, we will.
Okay.
We're saving. Hey, you're the first. We're going to make you the first of everything.
Okay.
She's our first, Alyssa. She's our first longest interviewer. Yes. So we're going to have to tell everybody on our post that Amanda Solis has been the first M25 show longest interview.
Yes.
So that's pretty cool.
But yeah, I definitely, whenever I go back out there, so Orange County, correct?
Orange County or Orange LA, or LA County? LA or LA. Orange County?
Bernardino County. We'll go see where we are.
Well, if you ever play at Disneyland, we're not too far from Disneyland, are we? No. Alyssa is closer to Disneyland than us, but
I'm actually really close to the Orange County Airport.
Oh.
Okay, so I'm going to have to make a trip out there for sure. If it doesn't happen, I would like to make a trip out there and definitely get together with you guys. And I mean, I have family that lives out there too, so I could cross my T's and dot my I's and get, you know, just visit everybody. That'd be awesome.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Everybody, Amanda Solis, she's got a new music coming out soon. And as soon as she does, we'll post it up on all of our pages so you guys can buy it. She says there's going to be hard copies, which means CDs. I don't know what else. CDs, just CDs, right? Or is there going to be albums?
CDs, vinyls, and streaming.
Oh, wow. Okay, so all of it. So if you want to buy the hard copy just to have, you can get that. I'm sure you're probably on your Instagram. Where would they go to find this stuff?
yeah, you guys, you can actually, to download my music, you go to all digital platforms. That's on iTunes, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube, etc. If you're wanting to follow me on any of my digital, on my digital platforms, you can follow me on Instagram at Amanda Solis Official, Facebook on Amanda Solis Music, and on TikTok. And that's at BDBD Bum Bum. It's spelled BIDIBIDIBOMBUM. But you can still search me under Amanda Solis.
Okay. And if they want to buy a hard copy, how would they do that? Just through those platforms?
Actually, not yet, because it's not released. Sorry.
No, when it's released.
When it's released in the next few weeks, you guys, as soon as that is launched, then we will definitely have that platform out there for you to just click and download, or for us to make those deliveries to you, whether it be a vinyl or a CD.
Very cool. All right, Eddie, any words for Amanda while we let her go and be a big star that she is?
Just continued success, and we hope to see you in LA pretty soon.
Thank you so much. I need one of your t-shirts too.
Oh, yeah.
All you had to do was ask.
I need to advertise for you guys. Hello.
All right. Well, we'll get to work on that. We'll get you. Do you want one with the bird, or you want one with the M25 logo? We have a bird. It's a
bird.
Let me see.
Magpie. Oh.
See the shirt. See the bird?
Is that a dodo bird?
It looks like a bird from
hold on,
from Dumbo.
Does it?
Right, it does. Yeah.
Yeah, the crows.
Yes.
There's the logo.
I love that one. I like the bird.
All right. We'll get you a bird one.
It's a magpie, right?
It's a magpie. It's a magpie bird. Okay. We'll get you a bird shirt. We'll get you a couple. We'll get you the other one too. Whatever you want, Amanda. How's that?
Oh, thank you guys.
And I'm not going to say whatever Selena's wants.
Anything.
Y'all support me and I'll support you guys. So when I wear it, I travel, I wear t-shirts all the time. So when I travel, I'll be able to take pictures and, you know, advertise for you guys too.
Oh, cool.
Thank you.
All right. Well, you know, if you could just send me that video, we'll post it up of you doing that role play song.
Yes.
And we'll always promote you, whatever you need. Just send us a message when things are coming out and we'll post it up on our page. Alyssa, any last cool words for Amanda?
First of all, I would like to say sorry for your loss. I've been wanting to say that since you said that she had passed away.
Yeah, I've had a lot of loss this year.
Yeah, so sorry for your loss. And it's really good that, you know, you're coming out as yourself, you know, as Amanda. And, you know, you're still able to do the Selena side, but now you're more focusing on yourself. So hopefully it'll just take off.
Thank you so much for your beautiful words. And I appreciate that. And condolences. I really appreciate that. You guys, thank you.
Yes, we're very sorry. I know I had talked to her a few times the first time you were coming on. She's the one that helped set up your first interview with us. Mm-hmm. And I remember she was saying something that she was sick, but I didn't know, because, you know, we were just doing business talk. But she was, I'm not doing too good. I'm kind of sick right now, but I didn't know it was like that.
Yeah, we didn't know it was going to get to that point. We try to get her some help, but in all honesty, at the end of the day, it was just too late. And so it'll be, I can't believe it'll be a year already at the 22nd of December.
Wow.
Crazy. I'm
very sorry.
Thank you.
Rest in peace to your friend. And, you know, keep thinking about her when you perform.
That's why we got to live it up and support each other. And if it wasn't for you guys, you know, for this opportunity, I wouldn't be able to do this and tell my story. So thank you for you to have a podcast the way that y'all do and be able to share other people's stories. It's so inspiring, because then I too can be inspired by somebody else that I may hear on your, you know, podcast, and vice versa with my story to others. So thank you for that.
Very cool. Amanda Solis, thank you for coming on the show. We'll keep in touch, and don't be afraid to message us if you need us to help out in any way.
Well, now y'all are on my favorite.
Well, that's good.
He's going to be like, you still didn't message me. I'm like,
a year later, I'm going to go, Amanda, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year. I've been talking to that bot.
You know what? If God willing, you know, you know, I'll still always be the same, but you know, yeah, hopefully we'll always be in touch. Always.
Oh yes. So I got her already. I got her email. So either way, she'll get the message some way.
You got my email. You got the messenger. You're my favorite. Now you got David's number. You'd be like, look, I need to talk to Amanda.
Yes. Could you please get a hold of her, please?
All can right, we Amanda. Take a picture together where everybody's yeah, like,
let me see.
Let me move the thing away so that I can see.
Eddie, you need to do your eyebrows or anything? Or are you good?
Let me see if it'll go better this way. There we go. And I'm going to look. Ready? Are we good? 1, 2, 3.
Oh, good picture. All right.
I always like to do behind the scenes and stuff like this. It's fun.
Yeah.
Yes. If you can, send us a picture because we didn't take a picture, and you can send it to us if you like, and
yes, yeah,
we can have some fun. We're gonna make over you all week. Oh yeah, it's nice. There it is. I like how you're right there. It looks like she's at a game. We're at a big game, and she's at our concert.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, guys. Amanda, thank you so much and for coming on, and we'll keep in touch.
Okay, thank you guys. I appreciate you, Melissa, Eddie. Thank you. Appreciate
bye.
You.
Bye.
Bye-bye, Amanda.
Thanks for bye-bye. Coming.
Yeah, have a blessed day.
You too. That was Amanda Solis. Wow. Mm-hmm. That was a great interview. That was the longest interview ever.
Yeah. It's good.
The whole show.
Yeah.
She's such a happy person.
She's got a great attitude.
Yeah.
What do you call it when her talking is, what do you call that? She's articulative.
Yeah.
And it's a good articulate. Some people are not, they talk a lot, but they don't make sense.
Right.
But she does, you know, she talks and it's interesting. So that's a good thing.
Yeah. She keeps you interested.
That's for sure.
Yeah. For some reason, these songs that he sent, I thought they were the brand new songs. I was like, oh, cool. We got some cool stuff. And then you guys were telling me, oh yeah, I heard that already. And I'm like, huh? I thought I had the exclusive songs, but I guess he just sent me some stuff to
get
a little how it's gonna, the type of beats.
Well, they're still on the album. Those songs are still gonna be on the album.
So they're putting stuff that's not out yet.
So they're putting that stuff on the album plus some new stuff.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Ah, gotcha.
Right, because this is her first album. So these singles have been out for a while, but they're still gonna be on the album.
Mm-hmm. Very cool.
Yeah.
I had a quick question. I know it's already time to go, but kinda, sorta. What the heck does that mean?
Kind of, sort of, like maybe not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that even a word? Or is that just something?
A little bit.
Somebody sort said kind of, sort of.
It kind of is.
Kind of is.
What does it mean? What does it mean to you?
Kind of, sort of, like it could be, it could not be. I don't know.
Yeah.
So that was that your definition?
I think a little bit. Kind of, sort of, like you.
Okay, yeah. Eddie, what is the short definition of that word, the two words or whatever you want to, I don't even know which one or two. Okay, tell me. I almost didn't listen.
Like, I kind of, sort of, maybe, like, maybe I like you, maybe I don't, or I like you a little bit. I don't know. It could be.
That's your definition?
Yeah.
Okay, Lissa?
A little.
Kind of, sort of, the definition of kind of, sort of.
A little bit.
A little? Kind of, sort of. Mm-hmm. Okay. A little bit of this, a little bit of that. Mm-hmm. And I heard somebody say that, and I was, you know, sometimes I like to pick something out, and I sit there and go, what does that really mean?
Right.
Like, you know, you hear these words and you're like, we know that what they are just by the sound of them.
Mm-hmm.
But some words, if you sit down and you just think about it and go, what the heck does that really mean? You know, like weird words you hear. That, like what?
Put on your thinking cap and say, what does it mean by that?
Like, because some words we say that may be slang or something like that. We just hear them and we automatically, I know what you mean. Mm-hmm. But what the word means, it's like,
right,
time to go. Steve's starting to freeze.
Oh, right? No, you know what, it happens every time around here, so something's up around this time. We're gonna have to maybe start at like 15 minutes early or something, or it seems around the end of the show shit goes wrong.
Yep,
it becomes a shit show.
Yeah, it's a shit show, Eddie.
Well, this is the end after the interview.
Yeah. You froze a little bit during the interview, but
But it was at the end, though. You noticed it was that closer to the end.
Yeah,
but we got pretty much all of it was good. So
we got through it.
Yeah.
Well, we did. We're going to talk about our new sponsor, but I think we'll do it next week. It's unless you know what, if you got a minute, I made a quick commercial and I'll play it real quick. And you guys can get the gist of it. And what I'll do is when it's over, after the show, I'll send you guys the link to it. It's a landscaping service. This is any like stuff like this. So let me see here. All right, we gotta find it's a new sponsor of ours, and I did a little commercial yesterday. I wanted to do a live one.
Is that you mowing your lawn in like dolphin shorts?
Yeah. How did you know?
I How saw did you. You know?
So we have a new sponsor that jumped on board with us. So I'm just gonna play a little commercial of it, and next week we'll do a live show and talk about it more. So and do it some more justice.
Okay.
Hi, this is Steve from the M25 Show, and I'm here to talk about our new sponsor who has just jumped on board with the M25 Show. They are O'Hara's Landscaping, Tree Trimming, Lawn Care Service, and Plant Nursery. Since their founding, O'Hara's Landscaping, Tree Trimming, and Plant Nursery has been known for their quality services, exceptional efficiency, and the highest level of professionalism. No matter what service you're looking for, they guarantee to not only meet but exceed your expectations and ensure your full satisfaction. They service all of Orange County and Los Angeles County. Give them a call at 714-805-1103, or you can email them at oharaslandscape@gmail.com. You can also go into their place of business, which is 8591 Hale Avenue. That's H-E-I-L Avenue in Westminster, Orange County, California, 92683. And remember, if you call them, email them, walk in the place of business, mention the M25 Show to them, and you'll get 10% off your order. That's 10% off. All you got to do is say the name of the M25 Show through email, through a phone call, or person to person. Don't forget to use that code, the M25 Show, and you'll get your 10% off the business. These guys are good people. Go check them out.
There you go.
Landscaping. I wanted to get to more of the other. They do tree stump removal, tree removal, concrete walls. And
do they do, I wonder if they do, do they do like just residential, or will they do like apartments?
Like, yeah, they do everything. You just got to call. You can
looking
call.
For, you can well, because my work is, my work's looking for a new landscaping company.
Yeah, they do businesses. They do homes. They do a lot of everything. I wish I had time to go do sprinkler irrigation. Mm-hmm. They do planting, sod. They seed lawns. They do tree removal, tree stump removal. They chop up the trees with the, you know, whatever, you know. Yeah. But yeah, they do, you're talking about a business.
My work, yeah.
You know it's, what? I'll ask them. I'm sure they do. And
yeah, because we have three apartment complexes. Two of them are really small, but one's pretty big, and we're looking for a new landscape company.
Oh, we'll see. I just we do
that will come out like weekly. They come out weekly, mow the lawns, cut the bushes. You know.
All right. Well, you know what I'll do is I'll give you the thing, and I actually know the owner. He's a old friend of mine, mm-hmm. and. He's jumped on board, so we'll see what they can do for you over there at your place of business.
Give us an estimate, yeah.
Yes, they give free estimates, so and they'll take care of you. So if they know anything to do with our show, they're going to take care of you. And they'll take care of you anyway, so that's why we're talking about them. And they all jumped on board with us, and they're happy to be here. So next week, we'll talk a little more about them. And with that, we got to get out of here because it's time to go. We got things to do, just like you guys. Mm-hmm. We love to be here to entertain you, but now it's time to go do some other entertaining.
Yes.
Fun stuff. Now, this is always fun to do, but Eddie, I hope you had a good time.
I did.
And I don't know, something about Eddie when he first came on, I was really bothered. I hope he's okay. It bothers me when I see something, if I think something's wrong with you guys, but you're okay though, Eddie?
I am fine, yes.
Okay, good. All right, well, I think we're going to get out of here. What do you think, Alyssa?
I think we're good. Go.
All right, Eddie. We're going to get out of here.
All right.
We'll
see you guys next week. Well, hopefully we're all here next week. And Alyssa, are we going to be
able? Yeah. I'll be gone is it the 19th or the 18th?
Okay.
The 18th.
Me too. I won't be here the 8th. I'm going out of town until 18th, 19th.
The week of the 18th? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then I'll talk to you guys after the show so I can write this down so I know. I don't know if I'm flying solo or, you know, I'll hold the fort down. Don't worry, guys. I'll do the best I can. Okay. All right, we're going to get out of here. Have a good weekend. Be cool. Thanks for tuning in. And go to our website for all information about us, all links if you want to hear podcasts. And before we go, all podcast people that are listening right now, thanks for listening. And if you go to like Apple Music or Spotify, leave us a little comment or something, a review or something that helps spread us around the whatever platform you're listening to. Just leave a review or like, or what is it called when you follow a podcast? Or do you follow it? Or how
subscribe.
Do you do
subscribe?
Subscribe to the M25 show and leave a little review. That helps spread us around that that platform.
Algorithm.
Yes, and that's how people spread around. So help us out that way, podcast people. And we'll see you guys next week. Bye-bye.
All righty.
Bye.
Stupid reality again.